Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and today we are covering the Fortnite Creative version 23.30 update. The Fortnite version 23.30 update introduces over-budget editing. The crowd volume device, the hiding props gallery, and the big bush bomb from Battle Royale. In version 23.30 also contains new command options for hired guards and the guard spawner, the addition of sky jellies to the wildlife spawner, and the new Cyber City prefabs and galleries. Video player screen gallery, reactive trim gallery, and background equalizer buildings and background equalizer skyscraper galleries. Over budget editing. Memory management is a big concern to creators, so we want to make it easier. The total memory limit for published islands is still 100,000, but when you are in create mode on your islands, you can now place and move props normally up to 115,000 total memory. This will make it easier for you to manage memory fluctuations and prevent situations where you are unable to place or move objects on your island because you have exceeded 100,000 memory limit. Keep in mind, the new 115,000 memory limit is only for when you are in create mode and is a hard limit. If you exceed 115,000 memory, you will be blocked from placing and moving objects again. The additional memory is meant to give you freedom to adjust your island so the memory used is within the 100,000 limit before you publish your island. Crowd volume. The crowd volume is a device that spawns a group of cheering NPCs. Populate the stands for races, concerts, or any other experience where you need an audience. You can determine the density of the crowd, the size of the volume, and how randomly the NPCs are distributed in the space. Hiding Props Gallery. The Hiding Props Gallery gives you three different props that players can hide in: a dumpster, a haystack, and a porta potty. You can use these to create a new kind of hide and seek game that is different from a prop hunt. Because you can customize which teams and classes can use a particular hiding prop, you can create new game modes focused around those elements. You can also customize the props that are more than one player can hide in one, and determine whether the prop has sound effects and wobbling animation when it is occupied. You can even set time limits on how long a player can hide before being ejected from the hiding place, or having other devices signal the hiding prop to eject players based on events or triggers. Guard spawner command options for hired guards. If you enable the can be hired option in guard spawner device, there is a new can be given command option. When this is set to yes, it gives your players the ability to control their hired guards by giving them different commands. The following commands are displayed on a new UI element, the command wheel: move, wait, follow, dismiss. All spawn guards have commands enabled. All spawned guards that have commands enabled can be controlled by the player, and players can command up to three hired guards at the same time. Sky Jellies. Sky Jellies are now available in the type option of the Wildlife Spawner device. Sky Jellies are helpful creatures that exist in the world with single goal of healing and living. Heal any living thing that comes near them. If wildlife or players approach a Sky Jelly, it will slowly float toward them and give off a healing splash if the target has less than full health. Players can interact with the Sky Jelly to trigger the healing splash more quickly. When players jump on top of the Sky Jelly, it bounces the player upward and makes them immune to fall damage for a short time. Players can shoot Sky Jellies to detonate them, but if a Sky Jelly is shot, it explodes with a shockwave instead of a healing splash. This shockwave will also detonate other Sky Jellies that are nearby. Big Bush Bomb. Use the Big Bush Bomb on your island so player can throw a large bush out into the environment to hide in or confuse their opponents. Other updates, they have prefab and gallery updates. They have Cyber City prefabs. They have new Cyber City galleries. They have new video player screen gallery. This includes a set of customizable screens that can mirror the image from a video player device, play your video on a hologram screen, an array of floating cubes, and more. They have new reactive trim gallery. Use the neon shapes and equalizer bars to liven up your island with colorful customizable decorations. They can even react to music playing on your island. Wrap them around buildings or other props too. New background equalizer buildings and skyscraper galleries. Expanded disco gallery. This gallery has been expanded with additional music-related props such as a laptop, drum pad, DJ desk, and more. Devices update. The wildlife spawner. This device has been adjusted so that it is aligned with other devices with visuals that only appear in create mode. Loot controller. Bosses will now drop loot packages regardless of loot settings unless loot is set to no loot. Deployment console. Battle bus deployments have variable height settings, so you can configure them to deploy at different heights. Updates to upgraded devices. Color changing tile. New options have been added to the color changing tile. They have a list of bug fixes here. And that is our version 23.30 creative update. So there you go. Get in there and check creative out. Go build some cool things. Go hide in some porta potties now and have a good time, huh? Let's see. Let's take a look at some of these LTMs to play today. Things like, that Kid Leroy's Wild Dream still here. Train Station, Find the Hidden, Dragon Ball Adventure Island, Nuketown 2025 Gun Game, Ultra Pit Free For All, Tilted Zone Wars, Pixel Parkour, Black vs. White XL, Zero Light Free For All, Luigi Ramp XXL, and a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. For our weekly quests, let's see. Search Oathbound chests, 5 in total. Find these at castles, the quarry, and other nightly locales. They pretty much give it to you right there where to go. So, I'd probably be going to the castle that's in the northern icy part of the map, I suppose, in that area. But you just got to open 5. Pretty self-explanatory on that one, right? But we can head on over to the item shop now and see what we have in the item shop today. Okay, let's see here. The Kid Leroy is still here. Our Dragon Ball items are still here. And we have the Assault Trooper outfit today for 800. The Brute Navigator outfit for 800. Bottom Feeder Harvesting Tool for 1,500. The Frolic Emote for 500. The Shanty for a Squad Emote for 500. The Waterworks Emote for 200. We have the Star Cross Glider for 800. Primal Sting Harvesting Tool for 500. Doodle Buddies Wrap for 500. Intensity Emote for 800. The Hand Signals Emote for 500. We get the Scion outfit with Omission Backbling for 1,200. Axiom outfit with the Commission Backbling for 1,200. Disruptor Glider for 800. Psionic Edge Harvesting Tool for 800. The Kalia outfit with Windshell Backbling for 1,200. The Tropic Axe Harvesting Tool for 500. We have the Deep Sea Dominator outfit with the Octotank Backbling for 1,500. Deep Sea Destroyer outfit with Rebreather Backbling for 1,500. The Nautilus Glider for 1,200. The Kraken Axe Harvesting Tool for 500. The Backbone outfit with Road Ready Backbling for 1,200. Throttle Harvesting Tool for 800. Blaze Glider for 500. We got the Guernsey outfit with Lack Pack Backbling for 1,200. Sledge Heifer Harvesting Tool for 500. Pit Stop outfit for 1,200. Storm Racer outfit for 1,200. Ioctane Harvesting Tool for 800. We have the Dominion outfit with Flame Sigil Backbling for 1,500. Malice outfit with Malice Wings Backbling for 2,000. Burning Blaze Harvesting Tool for 800. Burning Beast Glider for 1,500. Burning Axe Harvesting Tool for 1,200. Burning Glyph Wrap for 500. And then we have Keep Up Radio's Locker Bundle, which has the Kyra outfit, Impact Greenback Bling, Brush Your Shoulders emote, and the Amazing Cube emote, and Melty Gold Wrap, all for 1,500, which is 600 off of the total. The Kyra outfit with Impact Greenback Bling separately is 1,200. Melty Gold Wrap is 500. Brush Your Shoulders emote is 200, and the Amazing Cube emote is 200. That looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Once again, I feel like this is a tough one for me to decide which one is my item of the day. Some good ones in here. Nothing like that I'm over the moon about in this item shop today. But you know, if I like any of these, I gotta say I like the Malice outfit. The Malice outfit comes with those Malice Wings back bling. Pretty cool looking, if you ask me. 2,000 V-Bucks total. Pretty epic one. That's going to be the episode for today. So make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.